Where's your son?
Today is Flag Day.
Oh, with illegal drugs is extensive. The history of the MKUltra programs and similar so-called experiments are fairly well known as a result of the church hearings. And now it is also well known that the Contras were being funded largely by the proceeds from cocaine sales in the United States. Yet everybody always says, just like they have always said, that the CIA has expunged that renegade cowboy element and that nothing illegal is going on anymore. Oh no, all those little aberrant incidents happened years ago. Nothing like that happens nowadays. Actually, just like they were in the 50s, the CIA is on the cutting edge of drug research. Remember now, it has always been a matter of national security to find a set of drugs that can perform certain tasks, such as eliminating part of a person's memory. After all, there are people walking around right now with matters of extremely important national security just sitting there in their heads. Sometimes these people fall out of our control. And just like you can't let a piece of crucial technology fall into the wrong hands, you can't let a person with crucial pieces of information fall into the wrong hands either. So now, if they could just put together some kind of substance which could be administered more at less without harm, that is, without serious side effects, such as would be left by a lobotomy or by one of Dr. Cameron's nice little depatterning sessions.
Working undercover as a secret operations officer for the CIA.
Scarred, abolished, never apologized, never explained.
Information accumulates in certain individuals and inevitably is spread from source to source. Practically exchangeable like hard currency. Nate, strategically sensitive information from the minds of key persons is crucial to our national security. So, you should think about this. Because I have seen myself certain instances of memory loss in certain somewhat sensitively placed individuals. It isn't that uncommon if you just think about what you hear in the press. Or unknown ways of getting rid of more than just your memory.
Fear.
After the trouble with the youth movement in the 60s and 70s, the government noticed that certain types of drugs had an excellent ability to stifle dissent simply by pacifying their subjects with pleasure-inducing substances. The recent appearance of many chemically sophisticated pleasure-inducing drugs appearing on the black market lately, as well as the relative indifference of today's so-called Gen X youth, and I think you have the makings of a mass attempt at pacification through chemical assuagement. Now, money is a kind of drug in itself. It has addictive qualities, and pleasure-inducing qualities, and painful side effects, just as does any drug. But money is a drug the CIA has been seriously addicted to for years, and it is in part what has led them to in turn become addicted to drugs. The Jones for money has led to some serious misbehavior on the part of certain CIA operatives and affiliates. Informational essence of monetary transactions have to dominate, so have certain persons unexpectedly come into certain positions of power as a result largely of physical and logistical proximity to certain crucial information conduits. individuals to create, monitor, and improve various means of production, and the fact that information is itself inherently volatile and hence has the ability to be copied and stolen without detection, it is possible for monetarily and politically impoverished persons to gain access to tremendous resources of power and political leverage.
You are a
witness. Any chance for judge?
Insurgency. Without regard to ideology or... Stated further that, if you want to move arms or munitions in Latin America, the established networks are owned by the cartels.
Have been identified.
What exactly
are
the relationship of the man who has been?
The event is framed.
Isolated,
made significant only by what it is connected to outside the frame.
1886. The Ford Act, according to former Costa Rican CIA station chief Thomas Castillo's public testimony, had helped the CIA with military supplies and other operations on the fact of the contract.
Election. What's all this about?
Sotheby's and persuaded a number of North Americans to invest in landmines in the northern part of the country. Generi, who passed through the region with collection of property there.
Being loaded onto a plane headed for the United States and home presence.